ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining an interesting question. And that question is this: what are the factors that bring about sinlessness? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the beautiful hadiths which have been narrated from the Imams alayhimus salam regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "He who is divinely granted infallibility is safe from error." This is actually more the result of infallibility. We're looking at the causes which bring about infallibility. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Drawing lessons from past experiences gives rise to immunity from error," right? So if we look at our past experiences as well as the past experiences of others, then this can help us, this can protect us from error and making mistakes and committing sins. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following in one of his supplications to God: "I have no way to guard myself from sin except through your protection, and no way to attain good deeds except by your will. So how can I ever benefit from that which you have preceded with your will? And how can I ever guard myself from sin as long as your protection does not cover me therein?" So in this beautiful hadith, protection from sin has been stated as being the result of taking protection in God, taking recourse to God, trusting in God. These have been mentioned as the cause for becoming sinless. In one hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Wisdom is sinlessness, and sinlessness is a bounty." So sinlessness has been said to result from knowledge. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "When God Most High knows the good intention of a person, he encompasses him with his protection from all sides." So having a good intention, having a good niyat, this leads to God protecting that person from error and from sin, from all directions, right? So we can sum up everything we've stated here as follows. Sinlessness is the effect of a couple of things. First of all, having a good intention, having a good niyat. Second, having knowledge. Third, taking a lesson from the past experiences. And fourth, seeking the protection of God. These are the factors that bring about ismat or sinlessness. Somebody might ask, well, sinlessness isn't this a distinction of the prophets and the imams? In response to this question, we can say, yes, that's true. A certain level of sinlessness, or a very high level of sinlessness, is the sole prerogative of the imam. However, a lower level of it can indeed be acquired by non-prophets or people who are not prophets and, or their successors. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what brings about sinlessness in the light of the ahadith of the infallibles, alayhimus salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to EnglishRadio at irib.ir.